You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we are covering down on the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Tell you what, we have not had a chance to check the text lines in a while. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I got a number of texts out here about things we've been talking about, some going back to Scott Stantis' interview. We got Drew from Huntsville, who wants to call me nasty names that I can't read online because he thinks I'm mean about homelessness. Homeless people are not bad in and of themselves, Drew. Lighten up. But the reality is, when you have a drug-induced situation with tent cities being camped out all over the sidewalks, defecation in the streets, businesses that are having to shut down, they don't know whether people can walk down the sidewalk safely, you got a problem. Are there people doing bad things in those homeless tents? Yeah, there really are. And don't kid yourself otherwise. Drew from Huntsville. All right, thanks for texting in. Who else we got here? Marcus from Huntsville. He texted in. He said, instead of Far Side comics, you ought to have a Right Side comic. I love it, he says. We're on to something, Boomer.
We are on to something.
You and I have more ideas than we have time or money.
Exactly.
Of course, that's been my problem for years. There's only 24 hours of the day, though. And everything costs money. I don't know where to stop there. Chris from Gadsden says, I think any comic strip of y'all would look more like caricatures done at Six Flags over Georgia. Probably true, which,
yeah.
By the way, we did. I wanted one of those. Charlene and I, we had a trip to New York City some years back. I guess it's been about four or five years ago. And there was a guy doing caricatures. And I said, I want to do this. She goes, oh, don't spend money on that. I should have taken her advice.
Should have done it.
It looked like a caricature of two porn stars. And we just kind of rolled that thing up and let it go. It was just weird. It was not one that we were going to frame and hang on the wall back home and try to explain to the kids. It just wasn't going to work. Brian from Huntsville. By the way, you read some of these too if you want to, Boomer. Brian from Huntsville says, McQueen got robbed in the bracket.
McQueen did get robbed.
And then he goes, Jill Biden was outside the locker room just biding her time. Get it? Jill was biding her time.
I got it. Well, John from Huntsville. Yeah. He goes, hey, in my opinion, getting to meet Jill and Joe Biden is what you should give all the losing teams.
Here's your punishment. The president wants to see you now. Oh, my gosh. Okay. David from Huntsville. Lori Lightfoot and Barack Obama were obviously terrible candidates even before they won office. We'll have to forgive Scott Stantis and the Chicago Tribune for that one. But he says never, ever vote for a Kennedy. We'll see, man. I think it's going to be interesting. I think if Joe Biden wanted to, the machine would go ahead and put him in the primary poll position. Anyway, we'll see. Robert F. Kennedy is a name, though.
Mm. What? So Jack from Moulton, Alabama, was saying Angel Reese, the LSU player.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Said she would rather go see Obama instead of the Bidens.
She did say that.
I did not know that.
I thought that was a total punk move.
Whoa.
I mean, so you know, it's like that scene from Band of Brothers at the end, where he looks at Captain Sobel and says, Captain Sobel, you salute the rank, not the man. How about this? You were just invited to the White House, you punk Angel Reese. How about you stop being a punk and realize you don't speak for your team, get off of social media, remember your place, and just, you know, go be the gracious victor who's invited to the White House. Even if I were there as a conservative Republican, I would be honored to go to the White House because our team had earned it. Just go be a winner, please. Quit being a loser. Glenn from Bluntsville says, maybe we need to see if Jesse Jackson wants to run again. I saw Jesse Jackson's not doing well, by the way. I think he's near the end of his time, to be honest. And then what do I got here? If I can get it open real quick. Oh my gosh. I don't even want to look at that twice. So I just got a picture meme from Mike from Athens with some dude dressed up as a furry in bondage gear, claiming to be the new Budweiser Clydesdale. Lord. All right, we won't. No more description needed. I got a call or a no, bud? All right, good. We're moving on. All right, hey, tell you what, I'm going to move right into the next of the dippers. Transamerica, I'm calling it. I'm looking right now, by the way, on my screen here in the studio. This was tweeted out actually by Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a Republican running for president. And it's a picture of an MMA fight, mixed martial arts. An MMA fight, and it's supposed to be a women's MMA match, except the winner is actually a biological dude. But because dude identifies as a woman, he won that match. Not only did he win it, he fractured the real woman's skull. That's how we're going to get somebody killed doing this. And I don't know when the general public is going to say stop the madness now. But yeah, he points out, he says a biological man fractures a woman's skull. We used to call this violence against women. Now we call it a victory for trans rights. Listen to the woman's voice at the end. The trans cult is a mental health epidemic in our country and it needs to stop. And that's Vivek Ramaswamy. It's going to take somebody getting killed at this point before people begin to go, oh, maybe this is a bad idea. But the transgender movement right now really defies all odds, all description. The Pew Institute came out with a study like 6-8 months ago saying that their studies indicate that transgenderism is really only less than 1% of the population. Now, the homosexual population may be bigger, but transgenders who believe that they are not just gay, but they are in the wrong body, and therefore they're going to switch. I'll just be different. I'll just defy biology, and I'll be different. It doesn't work that way. This whole notion of I can't describe what a woman is. I watched a video yesterday. Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire, who has been, you know, making public appearances in support of his documentary, which has been making waves, man, and the documentary is called What is a Woman? He was actually at it, and by the way, he wasn't raving. He wasn't in any way, like kind of raging against the machine. He was giving a speech, and a transgender stood up. It's a dude, very obviously a dude, and just wanted to take him to task about why you don't want to say that I'm a woman. And his response was, well, first of all, you're not a woman. And secondly, he said, tell me why you think you are. And that's what it came down to. And the person could not. They could not describe why they think they – it was like – It was getting to the point of it was very uncomfortable, not just because the topic was weird. It was uncomfortable because the person was truly embarrassing themselves, trying earnestly to say, I just want to be honored for what I believe I am. And he said, but yeah, but you're not. And tell me why you think you are. And he was very calmly and patiently asking the questions, but the person could never answer them. But that's the thing. There is no legitimate answer. There is no way to take this in a direction that truly actually makes sense. They speak inside a bubble. And he said that. The guy did say, well, I've been affirmed by so many who in the transgender movement who tell me, yes, you really do appear to be a woman. And Matt Walsh says, but I can tell you, you don't, because when you stood up, I knew you were a man. And it's sad, really. And that video began to be sad. But that's where we are. But yet people are jumping on board. Why? So you can eventually get to the point that the team, you know, you sponsored, actually killed a woman because you let men compete against women, or that you have people competing for jobs that, you know, women are losing out to, or that you have folks that are losing scholarships, women, because Title IX is no longer respected. I mean, at what point do we get back to the fact that you said obey the science during COVID? How about we obey the science when it comes to biology? I got a call on line one. Let me do that real quick. Sparky from Harvest. Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, good show, everybody.
Thanks, man.
The whole thing's perplexing to me. Number one, politicians in the Socialist Democrat Party have realized by pandering to people who embrace the notion of the great, big, wonderful LGBTQEIEIO as a community, like some sort of monolithic large group of people who all think alike, it's so intellectually dishonest. And even I've got some gay friends that I'm in contact with from way back, from high school even, on social media and email, and they will admit that there's a mental disturbance and a mental illness with transgender, gender dysphoria. But they feel if they all stick together, they have a larger voice. And I appreciate that. I never really thought of that, but I told my really good friend, I said, this is, you know, it's not, you're no more part of the community with those transgender people than you are with Navy SEALs. You know, you're worlds apart. You're a working professional. You're about to retire. And it's silly. Just knock it off. I mean, you're not helping these people by celebrating a mental illness.
Well, and that's exactly right. And when did it get to the point that it was okay for us to actually celebrate mental illness? Because that's what's happening. I mean, when did it become acceptable to take somebody who has a psychological condition, which has long been recognized as a psychological condition, and then extol the virtues of it as if they've done something right?
Well, when the mainstream media has become the propaganda arm for a party that wants to get votes off of pandering to these people, as you said, 0.3 of 1% of the entire American population has gender dysphoria. There's a lot of teenagers who fancy that they are, but that's a fad, right? That's like a bad haircut. But Bud Light, Bud Anheuser-Busch, what are you thinking? Do you have any idea who your audience is?
Yeah.
That you would go out on a limb and alienate the largest part of your beer drinking audience with this trans celebration.
I don't know if you saw it.
Have you talked about that?
Yeah, I'm about to jump right into it. As a matter of fact, it's the next article I've got.
Get after it.
Well, I was just telling you, I was going to ask you if you saw Kid Rock did a video of him taking a whole six pack of Bud Light out by the lake by his house and blasting it with an automatic weapon.
Yeah, I read about that. Yeah, he's quite a conservative in that regard. Me, Bud Light, I don't care who buys it or drinks it. My brother and his wife drink it. It gives me a headache. I can't drink that particular brand. And, anyway, well, you get on it. Great show. Love you guys.
All right.
Have a good afternoon.
We'll see you, Sparky. Take care, man. All right, Boomer, that's perfect timing for a break. Let's do that right now. We'll come right back. He's right. I've got an article. It's right here in my hands. The one I chose is from Daily Wire. Yeah, we'll talk about that, plus all the other products that Dylan Mulvaney is now the spokesperson for. What the heck? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, folks, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions. So ZLA Solutions been with us for many moons now. ZLA Solutions does a lot of work helping businesses find solutions to things that they got to work on: quality control, sorting and containment, logistics, warehousing, all that. But their bread and butter remains staffing. So yeah, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. If you're looking for a job, they got jobs posted right now on their website. Go check them out. They're all over North Alabama. But if you're also, by the way, an employer needing to find people, doesn't matter whether it's in onesies and twosies with special niche skills, or if you need an entire shift of folks, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. And I always say it, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. So yeah, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. I know these folks personally. I encourage you to check them out. They are having a banner year at putting people and jobs together, and they're good at it. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it. So I'm doing this piece right now. I call this Trans America. Got a piece here for the Daily Wire. Headline reads, Suds, Skirts, and Sneakers. Here are the brands that have sponsored trans activist Dylan Mulvaney. Dylan Mulvaney is all the rage right now. Apparently, you can, and by the way, his behavior, if you watch him, is so over the top. I don't care if you like or dislike transgenderism. It doesn't matter. His behavior is a clown show. Just so beyond the pale. Giggling, skipping, running around, clapping his hands. By the way, girls don't act that way. No. Anyway, transgender activist social media star Dylan Mulvaney has garnered criticism for his several brand deals. I mean, all right, Dylan's making money, but it's what bothers me is the products are choosing to do this at their own peril. I mean, so first of all, Bud Light. Bud Light confirmed that it has a brand partnership with Mulvaney on Tuesday, claiming it's part of an effort to, quote, authentically connect with their customers. Authentically connect? Do you think the vast majority of dudes out there who drink Bud Light are going to be feeling good about you authentically connecting with Dylan Mulvaney and putting his face to celebrate his 365 days of girlhood, really, on the cans? But then on top of that, you got Ulta, which is a makeup and fashion Ulta's a beauty brand company. Ulta, they've got him doing a podcast with a gender fluid hairdresser, and that didn't go well for him. And then they got Kate Spade. Kate Spade, that's a big name. Kate Spade posted a video last month featuring Mulvaney shopping for dresses and the perfect spring outfit at their store location in New York. And then you got, on top of Bud Light and Kate Spade and all of them, you got Nike. Of course, Nike did the whole thing with, what's the dude's name who was the first one to kneel down, the quarterback? See, I can't remember his name.
Kyle
Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kaepernick. He's got Nike now. But, of course, he's modeling leggings and sports bras. A dude. Anyway, that's where we are right now. That's what's happening. That's what's ridiculous. That's what's also incensing some people. It's something. Have I got a call on the line? Oh, I got about 2 minutes here, so I'll take it real quick. Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, what you doing, Matty?
Hey, Phil, I'm enjoying my time off. That's what I'm doing.
Still off. All right, good.
Oh, yeah, off till Monday, man. I've got it made now.
Well, what's on your mind?
I'd just like to, give my sympathy to the people whoever has any Budweiser stock right now, because I feel your loss. I would also like to take this opportunity to say, if you want to hire me as your CEO, I'm available. I will do it for the same money that Hunter Biden did for the energy company. I have just as much experience, if not more, in the beer operations than he does of energy. And I'll take that same salary. So,
I'll tell you what, let's get a bidding war going. I'll do it for half the Hunter Biden salary. What do you think of that?
I'll underbid you, man. I'll do it for a quarter.
Here, hold my beer and watch this.
That's exactly. Yeah, I can't imagine too many transvestites saying, or transsexuals sitting there saying, "Hold my beer, watch me do this."
Well,
I don't think they know who their audience is. All my friends right now, who are pretty good heavy drinkers of Budweiser products, they're not going to tip those up again for a while.
No, I think a lot of folks are saying that. Hey, Jeff, my music's playing, brother. I got to go. You have your enjoy your days off. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon. Okay. All right. Here we are, another break. That went fast. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain rights, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. And I'm talking about this show goes down south of Birmingham, way up north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. I don't think we're going to make three, but it's been a great show, though. I think I laughed more during that Boomer McQueen segment than I have.
It was a good one.
I mean, that was like several days of laughter crammed into just one half-hour period. Yeah, you guys are a hoot. So, Transamerica. I want to make sure I'm clear on something. All right, this is not an indictment of someone because they have gone down this road. It's an indictment of culture that's embracing it. This is an indictment of a cultural push right now to say that you're wrong if you don't condone. Let me make sure we're clear on something. It is possible to not condemn and also not condone. All right? There's that. And let's make sure that everybody understands that, first of all, there's going to be a religious or faith-based objection to transgenderism. There's going to be a biological, agnostic to faith maybe, but at least biological argument against it. There's going to be, for that matter, a socio-cultural opposition to it. And then there's going to be even a safety issue to it. I mean, the idea that we're going to say, you know, a three-year-old told me that they want to go ahead and have their genitals mutilated, and we thought that would be a good idea. Or how about I've got a 12-year-old, and she's just hitting puberty, and we're going to make sure that she can probably never have kids in case she changes her mind when she's over the age of majority. Keep in mind, none of these treatments can even happen without the adult saying so, because the laws of the land do not allow a child to make that level of medical decision-making. We're talking about laws in every state that prevent statutory rape. Why? Because the legal position is that a minor does not have quote-unquote capacity to consent to sex with an adult. But yet we're going to go ahead and say, the minor told me that they believe they are in the wrong body, and we have to believe them. Therefore, we as the adult will sign the waivers and pay the bills to have their bodies altered forever. If that's not just complete distortion of reality, I don't know what is. I mean, that's Alice in Wonderland crap. That's seriously, and in fact, I don't even want to, Boomer, I was about to say jackassery, but don't play the sound effect. Don't play it, because that almost makes light of it. This is serious business. This, if you're having that water cooler conversation, then point out the fact that nowhere in the law are children allowed to make the decisions that the transgender movement wants to believe that they can make. Nowhere. It's biological. It is faith-based. It is reality. It is psychological. And oh, by the way, it's just socio-cultural, and it's safety. All of those things wrap up into arguments as to why this is a really, really bad idea. Colorado right now, story that came out just yesterday. Colorado, the Free Beacon, reports that Colorado is poised now to become a haven for youth gender reassignment surgeries. Really? Colorado wants to be known as a sanctuary for youth gender reassignment surgeries? Surgeries, not even hormone treatments, freaking surgeries. Colorado House of Representatives on Saturday, led by Democrats, passed Senate Bill 188, which would require the state's courts and medical licensing boards to protect doctors who dispense hormones and perform sex changes on teens from states that restrict those surgeries, as well as those who provide abortions. They also, by the way, passed two other bills that would expand abortion access. Colorado, man. You're getting out there, aren't you? Just going to go ahead and let's do it all while we got the moment. I mean, let's kill the babies before they're born and let's mutilate them once they're born. How about it? Good Lord. The prophets of Baal have nothing on this. This is a government-sponsored sacrifice of children. Oh. Okay, anyway. ACLU, by the way, decided to sue the state of Indiana because just the opposite, state of Indiana just banned what they like to call gender-affirming care. By the way, you're not affirming anything. You're affirming dysphoria. You're not affirming. If you want to affirm a child, affirm who they are, not who you want them to be. Affirm that child as being the best version of themselves that was ever born into this world. Don't affirm, well, you know, I've always wanted a girl. Don't you like playing with dolls, little boy? No, that's not affirming. That's disaffirming. The American Civil Liberties Union, according to local news channel WTHR out of Indianapolis, has now sued the state of Indiana over a bill that was just signed that bans gender-affirming care for minors. Governor Eric Holcomb signed the bill on Wednesday. Permanent gender-changing surgeries with lifelong impacts and medically prescribed preparation for such a transition should occur as an adult, not as a minor, said the governor. I agree. By the way, our governor agrees too, Governor Kay Ivey. I will tell you that I'll call out things I don't like when she does them, but I'll call out things I do like when she does them. And she signed a bill last year passed by the legislature that, number one, bans non-biological entry into the other biological sex's sports. So you cannot be born a dude and you're 6 foot two and you weigh 198 pounds and then go compete in girls' basketball. Can't do it. You can't have legs that are 8 inches longer than the average girl and run the hurdles in the girls' track meet. And oh, by the way, you shouldn't be what I just watched a video of again a moment ago, right before I came back on the air, of the dude fighting as a woman in mixed martial arts who fractured the skull of her opponent. Of his opponent, I should say. And it shouldn't be allowed to happen, man. I'm just, this is wrong. Someone's going to die. Someone is literally going to die. And then people to go, oh, maybe we shouldn't have allowed that. You think? I hope the people who run that MMA match, I hope they get their pants suit off. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, CNN reported last 2 years ago, 2021. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, a Republican, signed a bill into law requiring all Alabama athletes in K-12 public school to compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth, joining a growing trend among Republican-controlled legislatures across the country. The bill states that no K-12 public school is allowed to participate in, sponsor, or provide coaching staff for interscholastic athletic events at which athletes are allowed to participate in competition against athletes who are of a different biological gender. I'm sorry. The fact that we have to have that legislation still boggles my mind. How did we get here? I'm proud that we have it in Alabama, though. But you might want to know this. Another one of those mind-boggling things is when states decide to pit themselves against other states for acting under their own state constitution to enact state laws. What'd you just say to me, Phil? So, okay, let me draw you a diagram. So here's the thing. The story I've got right here came off Fox News, dated yesterday. The state of California is joining in on a lawsuit against the state of West Virginia. Why? Because the state of West Virginia has a law that bans boys from participating in girls' sports. You can't be a dude competing against chicks. You just can't. And West Virginia, guess what? Under the 10th Amendment, they have a sovereign right to pass laws that are the law of their land at that point. And California doesn't like that. California's Democratic Attorney General Rob Bonta led an amicus brief in the case of BPJ versus West Virginia State Board of Education, calling the West Virginia law an absurd legislative effort targeting transgender school children. Targeting. Now we're targeting. We said you have to compete if you want to claim you're a girl, but you're really a biological dude, just go do the best you can in boys' sports, you know? Or for that matter, realize you might have made a life choice and you got to live with it. By the way, I just want to go ahead and say I think my truck identifies as a Prius, therefore I should be allowed to park in the economy parking. Yeah, there's that. I think I identify as a millionaire, therefore I want expanded credit on my credit card. Yeah, I do. You don't get to make crap up. On Tuesday, California's Democrat Attorney General led that amicus brief, and he said this: preventing transgender elementary kids from living regular lives. It's not a regular life, by the way. Through legislative action is absurd and dangerous. No child should be denied the opportunity to have a normal childhood or play school sports because of their gender. Yes, actually, they should. So me being the father of a daughter who's now full grown, but she used to play little girl soccer, I would not have wanted to have her growing up and going into high school playing girl sports and boys were beating up on her. Just not going to happen. So, yeah, there's all that. I tell you what, if we got a caller coming, man, I'm up against a break, so I will take it real quickly if it's possible. As Boomer sneezes into the phone. Bless you. I'll take that real quick. Is that Mark from Madison? Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm hoping I don't catch COVID from Boomer. You know, I'm a government contractor, and I'm just wondering if I were to go in and identify as a Native American transgender male, would I get to get that? And you know, and also from the military, would I get the veteran-owned female minority ability with a small business?
And while you're at it, go ahead and identify as a Alaskan Native American. Then you got it made in the contracting world, don't you?
It's unreal, and I don't understand. You know, I was looking up something. I was talking with one of my friends the other day, and they were saying, you know, well, you know, Madonna's going to do this show in Nashville, and it's going to be for transgender because they're, you know, there's homicide and everybody's attacking the transgender. So I just, like, you know, I'll Google it. I looked up, there were 32 transgenders that were murdered in 2022, according to the statistics. 80% of those were basically domestic violence. So it was their partner.
Oh, wow.
That had done that. So it's not this mass genocide of these people. And you look at it, at what point, all I've seen is, like, you know, transgenders that have turned on their own or this Christian deal. It's like, when does the common person, the Christian, get to claim, hey, there's hate crimes against me?
Yeah. It's a great question. I mean, it's a perfect question, because right now what really happened, and we haven't seen the manifesto yet from the shooter in Nashville, but the reality is, the real belief is that shooter targeted the school because it was a Christian school and did not agree with her beliefs. More to come.
Unreal. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I'm hoping and praying that there's a change. You know, the Trump the other night, I'm not necessarily a big Trump fan, but I thought what he talked about the other night, that was good. And, you know, one thing he talked about in there was just that, you know, he's been attacked because he's a white guy, the reverse racism. I'm like, yeah, there should be these situations where, you know, just common sense can stand up and say, you know what you're doing, it has nothing about me being black or white or transgender or whatever. You're just, it's not right. Like you said, the Right Side Radio, it's just not right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I totally agree. Mark, great call, man. We got to run to a break, but thank you so much. And call in next time and Boomer won't sneeze in the mic on you. That's that. Take it to a break, brother. Get you a Kleenex. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll come back and put a cap on this one. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, let me tell you real quick, one of our newest sponsors, Elm Foundation, that's ELM, Elm Foundation. It stands for Expect Little Miracles. I encourage you to check them out because they are doing some way cool stuff, helping people get back off the streets onto a productive track in life. And this is not just one of those like government programs where you throw money at it and hope it sticks. This is an actual, we will walk through this with you type program. They're looking at helping people to get job certifications and skills training, helping to build their resume, find a way to plug back in and find some of their worth in the ability to be productive. And they also provide accountability. They'll walk through it. They'll challenge you to stay in tune, to get the support you need. But, oh, by the way, they will also say, why did you do and not do that? That's a great program. the Elm Foundation. They're based out of Huntsville. Their website is ELMHSV, as in Elm Huntsville. ELMHSV.org. That's Elm Huntsville. ElmHSV.org. Check them out and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio if you get a chance to talk to them. All right, I am going to go back to this. If I got a call, I do. Is that Allie? Allie from Athens is on the phone. Hey, Allie, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Colonel, Senator, and Counselor. And I'm out and about delivering Athensville, and I wrote a piece about Private First Class Manning, who was born Bradley and became Chelsea, and did a pretty good job to all the things. And here's what is so wild to me. I mean, I'm sorry for whatever set the dude up to make the kinds of choices that he felt like he had to make. But the fact of the matter is, by his own admission, when he was first in basic training, still as Bradley, he declared himself to be unfit psychologically and physically for military service. Wow. But what ended up happening? Because they were short on intel analysts, he got sent to Baghdad after you and I got home. And one of the first things that he did was he took a picture of the inside of a SCIF, secure compartmentalized intel facility,
right,
and put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Now, when I was on Rodmania, we couldn't even take pictures of the palace because of these skinny little antennas that were up at the top, because it could indicate comms capabilities. So the guy went from that to all the rest of it, all the drama, all the treason, all of the documents out there. But what happened to him? Well, got to be turned into a girl kinda at the taxpayer's expense. Got to be a fellow at Harvard because they apparently needed somebody who could do LGBTQ stuff. Got to run for senator in Maryland and pull down 6% of the vote.
Yeah, it boggles the mind, doesn't it? I mean,
it does.
As part of my, you know, long kind of eclectic resume, I actually used to work in a rehab center for several years, mm-hmm, with adolescents. And I'll never forget sitting in a meeting. We were trying to talk through something that one of the kids had petitioned the right to do something, and somebody made the point in the meeting. They said, unhealthy people do not make healthy decisions. And I thought, wow, mm-hmm, that summed it up pretty well. But that's what you just described. You had a guy who knew he was in a bad place when he was in basic training, and they let him go forward anyway, and then they affirmed, quote-unquote, his lifestyle along the way. And basically, he's a living epitome of unhealthy people do not make healthy decisions.
Exactly. And so now, because his Article 32 still has a particular segment that needs to be decided, he's been reassigned, has been reassigned to active duty in an undisclosed location due to security and privacy concerns.
I guarantee you he's somewhere drinking coffee and surfing TikTok and probably not doing a thing productive for the military and sucking down the taxpayer dime.
Maybe he works at MWR. You know?
No. No, that's only for honorable people like you. Allie, I'm out of time, my friend. I got to have to head. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Okay.
All right, take care. That was Allie from Athens, by the way, who publishes Athens Now. And you can find those copies all over the area. Boomer, I had like tons of text messages we didn't even get to.
Oh, there were a lot.
Yeah, there were a lot. Hey, I'll wrap this up as I know the music's about to start playing. Not only are we a state that banned transgender sports, your senator, Tommy Tuberville, is in D.C. right now. Story came out just in the last 30 days, has dropped a bill hoping to say at the national level that biological males shall not be able to participate in women's sports. Yeah, you know, we'll see where it goes. But I'm just glad we got some leadership in Alabama. All right, folks, what an amazing day. You guys have a great night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. We will see you then.